All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Daily Drip. We are marching along. We're about halfway through the month of October. We are talking today about animals. Most people's favorite thing to talk about. People love their animals.
People love
they
animals.
Love their animals.
Competitions between cats and dogs and tip jars happening all across America.
That's right. We're going to today talk about a particularly small charity, a small but mighty charity located in the Olympia area that those of you who maybe live in Thurston County know of. It's an organization called Concern for Animals.
Yes, Concern for Animals' mission is to assist those struggling financially with pets in need of food, medical care, spay and neutering procedures, and to promote the welfare of all animals. Clients actually range from living in Thurston, Mason, and Lewis counties of Western Washington, and they really want people to take care of their pets, but they want to help those that really actually may lack an economic resource.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking about this, like, this charity, in a weird way, actually doesn't just help the animals.
Yeah.
They help the families with animals.
Right.
Right? Because there are lots of families whose lives are deeply fulfilled by having pets around.
And they're also really positive in families. They've shown how dogs or cats or other animals can really help with coping if there's hardships in the family or deaths.
That's right.
Even through court cases, things like that, as having a therapy dog there can really calm children adults.
Yeah. So one of the things that they do, Concern for Animals, they offer a pet food bank, a spay and neuter program, and medical aid funding.
You know, I think a big thing that people don't think of is when we think of actually food banks, right? We forget that families that have food banks actually still live in homes and actually still live lives. And they may still have pets.
Yeah.
And food banks don't provide pet food for the majority of them.
For the most part.
And so finding food for your pet is actually really difficult. And if you can't provide food for your pet, and you have to give that pet away, that may be going to a pound that may see that may not be rescued, which is really unfortunate.
That's exactly right.
So I think this is a really cool program that Concern for Animals puts on is that ability to be able to give something for financial help for people that we may forget.
That's right. So let's go over some statistics related to animals and pets. 60% of U.S. households, roughly 85 million different U.S. households around the country own at least one pet.
Wow.
The most owned animal is a dog.
Of course.
And of course. Everybody loves a big old loyal flappy dog, right?
Yeah. Real good description there.
Yeah. 6.5 million companion animals enter shelters every year.
Oh, my gosh.
1.5 million of them are euthanized, and 3.2 million of them are adopted. The rest remain in the shelter until they are either adopted or euthanized. We saw this when we visited a small animal shelter in Raymond,
Washington,
Hava. And they talked about, they mostly had cats that day that we went, but they talked about how people do actually take advantage of the opportunity to adopt animals.
Oh, yeah. Or foster animals
as well. That's right.
And, you know, groups like that actually would need to work a little bit with like Concern for Animals they actually help decrease medical bills that these animals may need. So again, charities working with charities.
That's right. So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you could own one animal as a pet, and I'm not talking about like a dog.
Oh, no, I got you. I have this.
I'm talking about a crazy animal.
Oh, you have no idea. I got this.
If you could own one animal as a pet. Mm-hmm. What would the animal be?
I have a weird passion.
Okay.
That I would love to domesticate a small, tiny bear.
Oh.
Now, I know that's probably wrong.
Wow.
In many ways.
You were going to get so many comments.
But, tweet at us. please, somebody.
Hashtag Jericho's mistreatment of bears.
Okay, I don't want a bear larger than a baby cub.
Okay.
But I do think it just, I mean, so cute.
They are pretty
They're
cute.
They're so cute. I saw this YouTube video of a man.
Yes.
A very large man.
Yes.
Playing with a baby bear, and he was like, rawr, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to domesticate one. And I was like, probably wrong to do that. So.
No, and look, I'm right there with you. Do you know what my animal would be?
What would it be?
It would be a tiny tiger cub.
Oh, so cute. It's interesting with cat.
Well, I mean, I feel like, okay, let's put it this way. I know that everybody, if you were to look at me, am I a cat or a dog?
I mean, you're more cat-like.
I am more of a cat, right?
But, like, you're happy like a dog. Like, you don't sulk. No, offense, cat lovers.
I don't sulk, but no,
you're much more cat-like.
I am more cat-like, right? Like, like we always joke about this with our kids. So John is our dog, right? If you ring the doorbell and like you open the door,
so
he comes over to you and he's like, "Oh, be my friend, be my friend, be my friend."
So I'm going.
And Thomas is our cat. He sleeks in the background and he's like, "Who's that person? I don't trust them. I'm gonna run away."
Well, Thomas is like you,
right? And that's the thing. Like, I'm a pretty outgoing person. I think most people think that, but I am more of a cat.
Okay, but what about your daughter? Have you guys determined?
Ooh, you know, I feel like she's bird. I feel like she's like teetering in between the two, right? Yeah. Like, so she, there are times when she's quite social.
Yeah.
And then there are other times when she really shrinks.
Yeah.
So I don't know yet.
You don't know yet.
She's definitely smarter than the other two. Is there a smarter animal than those two? So, I mean, whatever is smartest.
Dolphin. They're playful.
She's a dolphin.
Yeah. All cute.
I could also do dolphin.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to say that. That's politically incorrect. Right?
Is it?
I don't know. To own a dolphin?
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't own a dolphin.
You shouldn't own a dolphin. No. Where are you going to put it?
No, I don't own a dolphin.
You got like a 3-foot pool in the backyard spinning around the dolphin?
There's no fairness
to
that. Don't do that, people.
Yeah, don't.
Like the person that just...
don't listen to us.
Like this past month or so, not month, I guess it's been quite a few months, that stole the baby shark from the zoo.
Yeah, get out of here.
Don't do that. They dressed it up as a baby.
You're a giant, horrible person.
Yeah, I mean...
God.
Don't steal animals.
Don't steal, like nearly endangered animals.
Also,
what's the matter with you?
They need water to live, so you just...
Friggin' idiot.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Instead, give to Concern for Animals, because they...
That's right.
...actually
and
help.
Why don't you tell us what a gift would do for Concern for Animals?
I can. So, Concern for Animals actually broke down a $100 gift.
Yeah.
So... Think about what each of these parts of $100, if you were to give, could break down. So one of those things is to spray and neuter vouchers. So someone that can't afford that.
A very important thing.
It's very important. It would just be $25 for a cat and $45 for a dog. These vouchers can be are used in some high emergency situations that just, you know, these people need it. The animal really does also need it. They can be veterans to veterinarians, local ones in Thurston, that, you know, they see their clients in need. And so again, these partnerships are so important, and Concern for Animals has been right there and really has been connecting with those. They also, you know, include donations for pet food banks. Without these type of donations, this food bank, this Concern for Animals pet banks, you know, really need the help that they can get.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, a lot of times these particular charities, whenever we talk to animal charities, one of the major things they say is that there's a lot of costs associated with veterinarian help, the spaying, neutering, and all that sort of stuff, the food. A gift to Concern for Animals, if you're looking to help low-income families, mm-hmm. Keep their pets, because what ends up happening is if these folks in these low-income situations can no longer support these pets, and it comes down to whether they're going to pay the rent or take care of their pet, they're going to let go of their pet.
Right.
And so if you want to try and maybe stop that cycle and keep families connected with pets, then giving to an organization like Concern for Animals is a pretty important thing to do.
Most definitely. Yes. And this is the Daily Drip. So if you want to give to this charity and you are listening on your iTunes or Google Play app, feel free to head to our website at cfd.wa.gov. If you're listening at your desk, thank you for listening. You can click out and go right to donate to this charity.
That's right.
And as always... Please rate and review us.
I know. Stop just listening. Take a second and rate and review
Particularly
us.
Particularly you on iTunes.
I know. Just
it's easy.
Do it.
It's like rate and review pops right up on there.
I know. Just do it,
just
people.
Just do it.
All right. This has been The Daily Drip.
This is The Daily Drip.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.